AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Families who lost loved ones on 9/11 are reacting to news that three of the five defendants have agreed to plead guilty, including mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Patrick White's cousin, Louis Nackey, was among the passengers who rushed the cockpit of Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
The process, I believe, was going to take far too long, and there was no assurance. So made my peace with it. But it certainly isn't what I believe they deserve.
The deals will allow the defendants to avoid the death penalty. Former President Trump told the National Association of Black Journalists annual meeting Vice President Harris misled voters about a race. Harris, campaigning in Houston, called it more of Mr. Trump's same old show. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at a five-month high. This is ABC News. China has sanctioned Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, accusing the Democrat of frequently interfering in its affairs. McGovern has no assets or business dealings with China. Scientists want to know why certain cancer rates are growing in younger generations.
Incidence rates for pancreatic and kidney cancers were 2 to 4 times higher in someone born in 1990 compared to someone born in 1955. The question is why, stemming from the American Cancer Society research that found Gen X and millennials are at a higher risk of 17 different types of cancer. Obesity is a known risk factor for at least 10 types of cancer, while cancer in younger patients could be due to environmental or lifestyle factors. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Astronomers call it a once-in-a-lifetime view. Any night now, Earthlings will be able to see a nova explosion 3,000 light years away with the naked eye. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I have a message for any parents with teens who are working summer jobs. I'm going to share our money plans for my kids' summer earnings. Kids rarely make more than $14,600 in a summer, which means they don't have to pay income tax on that. Now, if my kiddo invests some of her wages in a Roth IRA, she can make real investment income over the next 40 years and not have to pay taxes on that. Because that's how Roth IRAs work. You invest post-tax income, you know, like paycheck money, and then you get to withdraw everything without paying taxes on whatever is in that account. So if my 17-year-old invests just $500 this one summer, it's gonna turn into more than $10,000 when she retires in 40 years. And that's just from this summer. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Welcome to another episode of Mad Unity, the show that celebrates electronic music and DJ culture in Madison, Wisconsin. We're here every Wednesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight on 92.7 FM WMDX, a Civic Media radio station. We are here with Flat tonight.
What's up? I'm Flat.
Hello, Flat. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I'm going to start off by asking you a couple questions tonight. So do you got anything going on?
Yeah, I have a few things going on, actually. On Friday at the Annex, I'm going to be playing for the Zell and Thoughtbreaker Takeover. It's going to have Orbix and Zell and Goomba headlining. And then following weekend, I'm going to be at Liquid, going back-to-back with you for the Summit 50, which is going to be super dope. They've got a bunch of really cool DJs that are going to be playing. All that have played before, all good homies. And then the weekend after that, I'll be in Mendota, Illinois for Farmlands.
Nice. I love that. So I know you've been on the show before, but for the people who have not seen you on the show before, can you give us a little brief overview of your project?
Yeah. So it started off during COVID. I kind of was kind of locked up and figured that I should start doing some production. And then after DJing for different rap artists, I kind of started moving into the EDM scene. And for the last year or so, I've been spinning for clubs and whatnot.
Nice. All right. Do you want to go ahead and get started with this?
Yeah, I'm
down. All right. Yeah.
She a vacuum. Fuck her in the ass every time I'm in a bad mode.
I got a choice, now she do it cause she have to. I hit it raw while I'm listening to bad books.
No bitch back cause you wear a V-neck. Got me stressed, pressure that could even make Key sweat. I wish Narnia was on a GPS. I wish Rihanna was D-tier. I got rich with these rap songs. A lot of drug problem, not a cash gone. Album filled with all sad songs. This the one that I can laugh on.
Get them back. Get them back.
Lower. We'll be right back. I don't do things that never could mean much. Drive some early Adidas, wake in the morning, praying to Jesus. Loved ones, I'm grateful, the sound of capo, countless wheel ups. I move righteous, I don't brag, I get a bag, I don't lag. And I got
too much style, and I got too much swag, and I got too much sauce, and I got too much, and I got too much swag, and I got too much style. In a group, I'm working solo. Gold teeth when I smile in photo. Go studio and I make bangers. Everyone knows I ain't good with a promo or marketing. I got slappers and I got heart rhythm. Top boy that everyone's targeting. I'm a barist, they can't just bar with him. In a group, I'm working solo. Gold teeth when I smile in photo. Go studio and I make bangers. Everyone knows I ain't good with a promo or marketing. I got slappers and I got heart rhythm. Top boy that everyone's targeting. I'm a barist, they can't just bar with him.
Celebrate E, the trap Doja Cat. That I'm trying to indulge in that. In my great tracksuit, see the bulging. That's in the motion clap when you're throwing it back. These females planning on doing me wrong, so I'm grabbing a dom at the Trojan pack. Post a location after we bunk my slip and let them know it. Wait, I don't know about you, but I value my life. But I value my life. Cause imagine I die. And I ain't made 100 M's yet. There's so much things I ain't done yet. Like fucking a flight attendant. I don't party, but I heard Cardi there, so fuck it, I might attend it. Gotta kick back sometimes and wonder how life would have been if I never did take them risks and would have I prospered. Floating and I won't go under. Been out of town for a month. Absence made the love grow fonder. UK rapper, UK drill, gotta mention my name if you talk about the drug. Alright. How can I be homophobic?
My bitch is gay.
How can I be homophobic?
My bitch is gay.
How can I be homophobic?
My bitch is gay.
How can I be homophobic?
My bitch is gay.
How can I be homophobic?
My bitch is gay.
Hit man in the coach, I see a man.
Your asshole every time you walk through our doors. That's why we've decided to start serving laxatives with all of our combos. The sweet, succulent juices of our roast beef will not compare to the juices extruding from your asshole. Do yourself a favor. Try the new Arby's laxatives today. Arby's. We have the shit. Has special smoked asshole on a brioche bun. Guess whose it is? Give up? It's mine, bitch. And you can have it for only $35. Try that one on for size. Arby's. We have the shit.
Big bills, big arms, stomach. Here come Adam Tesla.
Big scale, fish scale, big white fish, iceberg, ice tray. Got a front, I don't need it. Pocket strong, wrist anemic, strong, get crazy. Y'all nigga, pay your data, shit from Auntie Epic, Auntie Nisha, Nisha, Uncle Bo, Auntie Greta, sir, you perky, spit. Auntie Diva, she got a bell, she might just serve. I heard your bitch, she got that water. Splash, splash. Slippery, well, excuse me, please me. Believe me. Get me, because I'm flexing priorities. You can bet on me.
Yeah. random kid in the corner with.
Zing zing zoom.
It's me, F the N-U-T. I'm the M-U-B. Most underrated player in this thing. Forget the rest, you're listening. Jump on two bars and a pop the palm. You know never that. Watch out, lift it. You would've thought the boy was tight back in a brown bit of bloody. Wait, I'm twisted.
He's wanna come, but a man like me, I'm on the next thing. How can I put this? Fam, black, I'm overgassed. Yeah. Believe me, fam, believe. Yeah. Rage, rage, ass. Room, wig, I burst my gas tank. Most of you already knew I've been doing this late, and I said so when I was shouting back a satta. Ba boom, ba boom, give me the rhythm, and this man for the tune. Shot, means you have been a big man from his school. The fire that I got my blazer, drop on my razor. If I ain't waiting on you,
hold up, anybody bang. Heard the crowd say, get him. Can't be sending for playing no way. Can't be sending for playing no way. I will slap my eye out of the rave. Stop here, anybody bang. Heard the crowd say, get him. Can't be sending for playing no way. Can't be sending for playing no way. I will slap my eye out of the rave.
Out of the rave. Out of the rave. Out of the rave.
Thank you.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB.